Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Anything Goes with
the Bonnies.
And sweetheart, we are trying a new format today.
Correct, because you know, the two of us like to talk. And, well, not really talk, but more like
not
discuss.
Not really me. You always talk.
And we always go very long. So we're going to try to like shorten our conversations without really being untrue to ourselves that we want to deep dive a lot of things. So, you know, as a man, we're deep and random. So we deep dive about the most random things sometimes. And you'll see that always in our what you're into section. So what we're trying right now is that instead of getting the whole thing in just one podcast, hihiwa-hiwalayin natin sila. So for today, we're going to try that out. This is the very first episode to try that out.
Yes, we will have topics of the day where we do a deep dive for the entire episode on one topic. But the section that many people still like, which is what we're into, you can think of it like mini deep dives.
Yes.
Into random things, shallow things. Carla often likes these shallow things. And I like substantial, worthwhile, as you'll see in my entry for today.
Yeah, so yung what you're into and also question of the day. But for today, what you're into muna.
Yes.
So, sige. Simulan natin.
Why don't you go first, sweetheart? What are you into?
I'm into Vietnam.
You're into an entire country.
No, I mean like traveling to Vietnam.
Okay.
You know, I think that's the thing about me also kasi na I like discovering things that are not mainstream yet.
Okay.
So we've gone to Vietnam, that was 11 years, more
10
than
years ago,
10.
Maybe, yeah.
Mga 10 years ago, we were there and we already found it to be such an amazing place for like a destination for your travel.
Uh-huh.
But even back then, no, parang medyo mas primitive pa siya than how it has progressed in the last 10 years nga daw. Diba? Yun yung sinasabi ng mga kasama natin na nakatira na for quite some time in Vietnam. That
yeah.
It has really progressed a lot and opened itself up to the world.
Yeah.
And so, going there this time, so we were just there kasi.
So, we've never been to Hanoi. We've never been to the northern part. We were in Ho Chi Minh, again, which is where we were 10 years ago. And yeah, it was great to see how much the city had changed.
Yes. So, but I say Vietnam in general because I feel like it's an underrated travel destination.
Mm-hmm.
The way that I saw Taiwan before, na parang people didn't know that there was, because every time I would say that I went to Vietnam, they're like, ano ba yun? Parang ano ba mga gawa doon? Ganun lagi yung sagot nila sa akin. And alam nyo marami.
Yeah.
I love it so much because you can do a lot of things. Like culturally, you can discover so much about the nation.
Yep.
It has a lot. I mean, like, if you want to talk about wars, if you're a war, like, freak, like, you want to learn about war stuff
history
in history.
History buff po ang term.
Sorry, history buff. I mean, like, war history buff. That's what I meant. Kasi, diba, like, my kuyas are like that. They love talking about, like, the wars of the past and, like, what have you. And if you're someone who's like that, wow, this is an amazing place to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Kuchi tunnels and all that. If you haven't heard of that, it's like this tunnel that the Vietnamese were able to come up with mm-hmm. as a form of like resistance or at least hiding and getting away from the American soldiers and all that. Para hindi sila mamatay, diba?
This was
their escape from the whole bombing and then killings, shootings.
The Kuchi tunnels were my favorite thing besides the eating. But just the way they packaged that trip, the way they showed you, I'm trying to think what other war history artifacts, diba, would you have where you can actually enter the situation? Even in Europe now, I guess there are places where you can walk the battlefields. But sometimes the scene has changed so much, you know, so it's like, well, okay, I'm just trying to imagine. But here you're entering the tunnel, you're watching working versions of the traps that were recreated. So love that part about it.
Yes. So yeah, for that reason, and also like what he said, food, sila talaga yung magulay pag kumain. And for some reason, ang sarap ng gulay.
Yeah.
Kasi,
yeah.
Diba, alam naman natin, kaya nga natin hate yung gulay kasi yung paggawa sa kanya, hindi masarap eh.
Yeah.
But, I realized that they have this knack for making vegetables look appetizing. And yeah. Also, it is truly yummy when you taste it. And that's a whole, also like, the French and Asian, the European and Asian mix eh, in there. Na pag nakikita mo yung mga, something that's very interesting for me is like their cafes and then how they have like chairs outside.
Yeah, those tiny chairs. And it's like almost a squat.
Yeah, and you'd think that Vietnam is so much like the Philippines in terms of like, I mean, well, Ho Chi Minh, diba? Medyo may pagka-Pilipinas in that ang init, madumi din. Parang kung gaano tayo nagkakalat sa kalye, ganun sila. Pero nakakatawa.
Sadly.
Kaya talaga nilang maglagay ng mga maliliit na upuan sa labas lang ng kahit na ano. Mm. Kahit na apartment or ano. Para lang silang laging may daladalang maliit na upuan na pag gusto, feel nila umupo, isi-set up nila doon. Tapos doon lang din sila kakain.
Yeah, yeah.
Kukuha lang din sila ng another upuan. Lalagyan nila ng pagkain. Ganun ka kumakain sa Vietnam at umiinom or what have you.
I think I loved also how inexpensive the food was. I mean, we had what, 80 peso? Alam mo yun, yung sa tabi-tabi lang. So, hindi ka nahihiyang kumain? Well, to your weight, yes, maybe.
Actually, yun yung third thing ko talaga. Na aside from like history, second is, what did we say?
The food.
Third is like how inexpensive everything just was.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I computed last night.
She was so happy.
Trip to Singapore. I was out. And trip to Vietnam. Well, Ho Chi Minh. When I tried to tally it, I tried to average as much as possible kasi may mga ano eh, variables na magkakaiba. So, hindi talaga siya parang equal or fair ano. But more or less, approximately, the price was the same, only that I did not have accommodations in Singapore because we lived with your parents.
Mm.
So, if we had accommodations pa, that would be easily like plus 50,000 pesos or something.
Yeah. So much for that length of time kasi.
Yeah, and we did so much.
Yeah.
Like we did a lot. It's like you think you don't have anything to do in at least Ho Chi Minh. There's a lot to do.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do. A
lot to explore, lots of new foods.
And there's like the thing that they have there is like kid cafes where parents and families can go.
Oh, please, we need more of those in the Philippines.
Yeah, that kind of inspired me and my sister Ngana. Parang, what if we put up something like that? Well,
it's like
maybe
a coffee shop with a playground, and the playground is really in a secure area. So imagine the entrance is very far from the playground. So your kids aren't going to be running around the playground and then out the cafe, diba? So you can easily have a meeting, you can easily have a meal or chat with your friends while your kids are playing there.
Yep. And so that is my what you're into for the day. And you, Lovey?
I am into an anime that I watched before, but it's so fun to watch it again with the kids and to get deeper into it now that I'm watching it for the second time. And it is One Punch Man or Wampa Man in Japanese.
Wampa Man.
Wampa Man. Yeah. And it's about Saitama, who is a hero. And it's really a satirical take on superheroes and anime characters like Goku or Superman who have like this mode that they can go into where they end the fight, you know, in one punch. And so the joke in this thing is you don't even have the dramatic tension of the fight, diba? Na parang there isn't even any difficulty. He always kills them with one punch. In fact, that's the tension where he's like, oh, I don't feel the thrill of battle anymore because it's just so hard for me because it's just, you know, I kill them in one punch. So yeah. But that's the writing intelligence, Love. That's why I like it. You've taken the hero. You've made him a boring fighter. You know every episode, there is nothing that will happen that will threaten this hero's life. How can I put drama in the writing? How can I put tension in the writing of every episode? Why is it like 180 plus manga issues long and it's still going strong?
May guess ako. I don't watch it. But parang picking up from your cues and what the kids say, like he's not the typical hero where everybody loves him.
Yes. So that's the thing. And even the theme song, diba, that in the anime. And it's actually, it's satirical in one sense, but it's also a commentary.
Yeah.
Because there are heroes who are loved by society, who are applauded by people, and either they have horrible attitudes, So they're just publicly good heroes, but really evil. Or secondly, they're not really that strong. It's somebody else doing it for them.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing also is the take of public opinion, where the media says it's true, therefore I believe it, and I believe it, so the media says it's true. So it happens over and over again. So one of the most common themes is that Saitama will eliminate a bad guy. And because he's unknown, he's a rank C hero.
Yes.
Which is like the lowest rank. So whenever he eliminates a bad guy, the people will say, oh, wow, that who is that guy? He just defeated that strong monster. And then they will say, no, there's no way he could have defeated that monster. He's a rank C.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to believe, the reality in front of you, or are you going to believe the press release? Are you going to believe the official announcements, diba,
ooh,
on the internet?
Lalim din pala rin, ha?
Sobrang lalim. Ang ganda. Tapos yun nga, na, then they find all these justifications. No, there's no way he could have defeated that monster. He's only a rank C. Maybe the stronger ones weakened it already. Diba? Parang ganun. And then false accusations come his way. So, yeah. Super loving the series, loving the take on it, loving the writing. I almost feel like the writers were like, how can I give myself a hard time writing drama into a situation like this? And then he does it.
Yep. And so that's it.
Yep. And so that's it for our What We're Into. Thank you very much for listening to this mini deep dive.
Yeah. And if you guys have anything that you want us to get into, because we're like that. We like to get into new things, like try out new stuff. We're very random, no? Ganun nga tayo ever since like we were like a new couple pa lang. Parang we were interested about things that we don't know about. So you can suggest. You can also bring up and raise up things. Also, oh, I forgot that you can get on our Telegram chat already. What do you call that? Like a Telegram community?
Yes.
Where we can chat with you real time. It's going to be in the show notes, so we'll put the link there so you guys can like chat with us real time. Maybe you can give a reaction about this episode. What did you like about it, or like what did you learn anything, or like if you are suggest, or like what are you into? Ayun, pwede kayo mag-share sa amin. Maybe we're like into the same thing as well. But yeah, so we'll see you on the chat group. And also there's still Facebook, but if you want a more real-time connection with us, then please do join us on our Telegram group. And that's it for now. The next time you'll hear from us, it's going to be topic of the day.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.